started sending inappropriate texts and things like that. And so it's like, what are some things that we can do to protect our marriage when you see that that's going on?
Just because you have a child with that person doesn't give them, quote unquote, the ability to just walk in your house without knocking.
Some signs of enmeshment can be lack of personal boundaries, overly dependent relationships.
Most of the time in relationships that involve enmeshment, not everybody knows it's bad.
Your blended family has a 100% chance of success when you do it God's way. We're Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast. We are excited you're here with us today. For those who are awesome, I'm coming up with a new one every time we do this. Okay. But click the subscribe button.
Yes. Yes. Be a part of our community.
Yeah, we want you here. So we're following up. We did a podcast on enmeshment and really kind of focused on kids and how that worked up. But right at the end, we touched on enmeshment with ex-spouses being enmeshed with maybe it's a codependency relationship with your new spouse.
Yeah.
You know, like my ex is too close. Their ex is too close.
Yeah, you know, and we see this a lot. You know, yes, we want to have great co-parenting relationships, but there is a boundary that can be crossed where you have a spouse that, you know, there's still maybe some emotional connection there. We see this a lot with couples that, especially one couple that we've been coaching, and this person's spouse, their former spouse started sending inappropriate texts and things like that. And so it's like, what are some things that we can do to protect our marriage when you see that that's going on? And work through that, because that can be really hard. You know, yes, you want to have a great co-parenting relationship and you want everybody to get along.
Yeah.
But also, you know, there was a previous marriage there that involved intimacy in so many different aspects, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And you may divorce and have a great relationship, but if those enmeshment and ties are still there, it's always great to work through those things so that that is not affecting your new marriage.
I think this happens so much more than we talk about. I really do. I think so many blended families we talk to, and you know, if you say, hey, you know, what's the relationship like with their ex-spouse? One or both of them are going to have issues. Like they're too involved, or there's too many messages. Or, you know, we were talking to another couple, and they're like, you know, we get 20 messages a day from them, and it's not just like, as you said, it may not be an emotional enmeshment, but it's like there's no boundaries that exist.
Yeah.
And they're also, and coupled that with a lot of pain and a lot of trauma and probably anger that's coming in, especially if you're in that, you know, newly blended season, 1 to 3 years, and you're kind of like, you came out of a trauma type, you know, divorce. And so there can be such a negative enmeshment that's basically affecting you and your spouse. So we're going to talk, you know, maybe what that looks like in different phases. And we're also going to talk about, you know, how to put some guardrails on that. I don't know, you know, we talk about our situation. We've been married 10 years. And so I'm trying to think of like enmeshment scenarios, maybe like when we first got married, what they look like.
I don't know that we've had any enmeshment scenarios other than like your mom. And that was really like, we had to, you know, we were her caretaker, so to speak, after your dad passed. I think what I want to hit on is that, you know, there have been people that have reached out, and it's a situation where like the wife is looking at husband's text with his former spouse, and she's seeing that there seems to be a very
flirtatious
or an emotional connection still there. And then there's some insecurity in their marriage. And I think that's really the enmeshment that we're talking about here, because that's what enmeshment is. It's when you are overly inserted into a relationship. Yeah. And so whenever, you know, you've experienced divorce, you're now in this new marriage, you want, and it should feel like this is exciting and this is fun. And, you know, you don't want to have any insecurities.
It's protected.
Yeah. And whenever you're experiencing your spouse and their former spouse having And it could be your own personal insecurity. When you're seeing them have like a very successful co-parenting relationship, you could see it as, oh my gosh, like they're too emotional or they're too connected. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where like you and your spouse, you have to talk through that. And if there is some flirtation going on, or, you know, if you're seeing through the text messages, they're inappropriate. You know, that's when, I mean, you've got to start setting up some boundaries, and boundaries are good.
Yeah.
It can protect your marriage, like you said. And one of those is, you know, we always say put your, you know, if it's a co-parenting relationship, put all the spouses on there so everybody can see it and hold one another accountable.
Let me ask you a scenario question. Just kind of, and we kind of looked at the flirtatious side, but I want to look at a different side. If I came to you one day, and this is purely theoretical, it never happened, but if I came to you one day and I said, you know, your ex-husband and I were talking and he really suggested that I do this and it'll make our marriage better. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that would land very well.
No, that would not.
So what I'm saying is when maybe your ex-spouse kind of inserts themselves and says, you know, like, he goes to you and says, hey, in our marriage, you didn't do this so well. So in your next marriage, make sure that you do this differently. Yeah. So what I'm saying is they're close enough, maybe they're close enough friends where they're advising on your marriage or your relationship.
Yeah.
And that enmeshment or that even that idea of going backwards and saying, hey, what did I do differently? What did I do wrong here? And what can I do differently? Mm-hmm. Going to your ex-spouse. Mm-hmm. So that friendship can now become an enmeshment. I know that occurs in blended families. I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's the best, how do you go about approaching that in a way that is respectful of spouses?
Yeah. You know, I think it starts with communication. And I think you and your spouse have to sit down and decide together what is appropriate and what is not appropriate. And then create those boundaries and guardrails, so to speak, around that. You know, and everybody's co-parenting relationship is different. Yeah. You know, for us, there have been seasons when it's been the four of us on text threads. Mm-hmm. And then in the beginning, it was more so just me and my ex, just me and him. But over time, it was all four of us. And that's just kind of what we typically prefer. It's group. Some people, it works better when the step parent, so to speak, is not in it. And it's just the bio parents. I think you have to do, you have to look at your marriage. You have to talk about this with your spouse and decide what is the best for your marriage. Mm-hmm. And then what is God's best for your marriage and God's best for this relationship? Mm-hmm. You know, there is more accountability when your spouse is involved. And so, you know, again, it's going to look different for everybody. It also depends on your maturity and however healthy you are.
Yeah. I think that it, like I said, it does look different, but I think universally we know when it's not good.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole point of, you know, most of the time in relationships that involve enmeshment, not everybody knows it's bad. Mm-hmm. They don't realize it.
Sure.
They don't recognize that, oh my gosh, I have too much of a emotional reliance on my ex-spouse. Or, and a lot of people in blended families, because of the before it was financial reliance, mm-hmm. that almost was ensued that would have emotional reliance.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm paying you, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And so then you're carrying that. You may not be carrying the financial support anymore, but you're carrying that into a new marriage where the emotional side continues to come with you. And you may not even recognize it.
Right. I know that there was a couple specifically that we were working with, and they were beginning to blend. So they had gotten engaged, had not married yet. They were getting premarital counseling. And the soon-to-be wife, she depended heavily on her ex-husband. Mm-hmm. He was financially providing in a lot of areas, and the new husband didn't like this. He said, if we are getting married, the two are becoming one, and I'm to be your provider. I'm to be the one that supports this family. And she didn't like that. She still wanted her ex-spouse to provide, and to be honest, they didn't get married.
That was the separator.
That was the separating point.
An enmeshment was so intense that they refused to break it off.
They refused to break it off. And so, you know, I think what we're trying to say here is that you don't want that to be a cause or to be a factor in your marriage that one is going to separate you from your spouse. So the enemy will use that. But when you're coming together, in covenant and in union and in marriage, it's the two of you and God. And anything else like that you bring, I mean, it can cause room for chaos. It can cause room for insecurity. It can cause room for just things to go awry, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, and we talk about boundaries and we talk about guardrails. You know, in our book, Blended and Redeemed, we set out, you know, and kind of talked about some rules we have for our marriage. And these rules can apply in a lot of areas, but I'm going to apply them to the areas of enmeshment. So number one is we want to make sure that we're both comfortable with every interaction that we have.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of our rules are, you know, we don't text members of the opposite sex. We make sure that we're on group threads together. We want, you know, transparency in all of our communication. So passwords and, you know, all that stuff is very accessible. We make sure that we guard our alone time. So we don't, you know, like we don't ride in cars with members of the opposite sex by ourselves. And these things can be passed on and can conclude ex-spouses. Ex-spouses are not discluded from the rules of our marriage.
Sure.
Like, in fact, they are absolutely just as relevant to as anybody else. Mm-hmm. So just because you have a child with that person doesn't give them, you know, quote unquote, the ability to just walk in your house without knocking. Mm-hmm. You know, there's because of your new marriage, there are rules that are applied to them. Yeah. And so, you know, those kind of boundaries, I was thinking about technology boundaries, thinking about, you know, what are the ones am I missing here?
Well, I think there's also boundaries around the conversations that you have. Yeah. Like, you know, Scott and I, and this is just us personally, you guys, but we are very, we keep our circle close and we keep our information in between us. So it's not... Yeah. You know, I know that there's a lot of people that have great relationships with their former spouses. And like you said, there's oversharing or they feel like they can give advice or like, hey, you used to do this, like don't do this with your new spouse. And just protecting your information, protecting those conversations, because you want to protect your marriage.
Well, I can imagine, you know, me going to your ex-spouse and going, hey, you know, I'm having a problem. Can you help me out with this? Mm-hmm. Or can you tell me about what your experience was?
Yeah.
That's enmeshment.
Yeah. And I want everyone to understand, like, there's a difference between having a friendship and a great relationship with your ex-spouse. We're talking about enmeshment when you are still reliant on this other person emotionally, physically, financially, you know, where there are feelings that are interjected and where you are reliant upon them.
Yeah. That's where it starts to get unhealthy and the breakdown starts to happen.
Yeah.
That's where it's just a greasy slope that keeps going down and gets worse and worse and worse. And ultimately what you're doing is dishonoring your marriage. Mm-hmm. You're dishonoring the relationship that you have, the covenant that you have with your spouse. And you're not taking full advantage of what it's meant for.
Yeah.
You know, God designed that marriage. He gave you a priorities. He gave you a kind of a roadmap to say, this is how successful marriage works.
Yeah.
And what we don't want is, we understand that when you share children, you have a connected bond with that person for as long as that, you know, as long as life goes on. But reliance and, you know, and the need to rely on each other, or vice versa, if that person relies on you, it just becomes an unhealthy enmeshment that will eventually kind of rot your current marriage from the inside. And that's what we want to avoid. That's what we want you to be aware of.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if you're wondering, like, am I enmeshed with my ex-spouse? Or is there maybe an enmeshment with me and a child in the family? Some signs of enmeshment can be lack of personal boundaries, overly dependent relationship. So like we were just talking about, you're dependent upon this relationship. Yeah. Inappropriate closeness, such as having overly intimate conversations about their lives. This is where we were talking about where you're sharing stuff about your marriage with your ex-spouse, maybe. Yeah. Emotional manipulation. And this can come from a parent to a child or even ex-spouse to, to spouse, ex-spouse. Feelings of obligation toward the other person. And so these are just some things, you guys, to, if you're wondering, those are just some questions to ask yourself, like, hey, and if any of those kind of like, you're like, ooh, yeah, that didn't sit well with me. You know, maybe that's something to sit with the Lord with and ask and go to your spouse about it. Be like, hey, I'm feeling like maybe, you know, we're a little too close, or, hey, I just want to be honest and ask for your forgiveness. I had a conversation with my ex about us, and I'm feeling really guilty about it. I shouldn't have shared that information. Having that open, honest, transparent vulnerability and being able to ask for forgiveness, you know, and just bring that out to the light, you guys, you know, sometimes we don't even realize we're doing it, or that we're in it. Like, again, you may not even know that you're enmeshed.
Well, I think a lot of it is habitual. Even after, let's say you get divorced and you're single for a while, there's an enmeshment that kind of, I wouldn't say happens naturally, but is kind of given for the territory. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not married, but you're not married to somebody else. So you start developing habits of enmeshment, of reliance, of talking or sharing. And all of a sudden you get married, and you think those behaviors are just going to disappear. And so I hope if you're listening to this and you're like in the pre-marriage state, that's what we want to encourage you. That's why pre-marriage counseling is so important.
Yes.
Like, you got to get things in the open and talk about them, because I'm going to tell you, the habits that you bring in are not good. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some healthy, unhealthy things there, and you got to work through them. So, you know, this conversation and then the one previous where we talked about enmeshment with kids and maybe parents, I think are just part of the symptoms that blended families deal with. Mm-hmm. I think it's, we're trying to hit like these little things and kind of talk about them and go, hey, we've seen this. As we've been coaching, which is one of the things I love about our coaching program, is we get to really, you know, interact with a lot of different families that are going through different scenarios, different than ours.
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, if you're listening to this and you never, you know, have tapped into our coaching program, you can go to our website. We offer a variety of coaches and opportunities to interact with our team at Blended Kingdom Families. But our hope is that you look at this and say, hey, if I'm in this, let's go and try to get some help.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we want you to have the best marriage possible and the healthiest marriage possible.
Yeah, love it. All right, guys, we'll be back next week. Don't forget to subscribe. Shoot us some feedback. If you're dealing with a situation and you want us to kind of chime in on it or talk about it, you can email us at info@blendedkingdomfamilies.com. We'd love to talk about it. So have a wonderful day.
Be blessed in all that you do. Hey, friends. So glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we talk about more blended family topics. Be blessed in all that you do. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.